have you ever had something at home that you realize that above all, it does not work and you think about throwing it away? You tell yourself, this is useless, so I am going to discard it. Now, the question is going to go deeper. Have you had relationships, friends, people that at some point you thought were good people and you gave them a chance time and time again to the point where you had to let them loose, let them go? Or situations in life that you tried to handle and you tried to give yourself the opportunity again and again, and suddenly you realized that you were not going to get anywhere and you ended up throwing in the towel. Each one of these situations, people, things, processes, any way you want to call it, shows us once again that sometimes our patience can reach a limit and we can get tired of life. We can get tired of people, we can get tired of situations, and even more so if we employ our entire strength and realized at the end that we could not get anything out of it, so we simply only think in aborting it, discarding it, leaving it, and trying to start again. Now, God is an expert at helping us start over. But many times, starting over with God has nothing to do with discarding. Starting over with God is based on His love, and His love is eternal. His love is patient to the point that He does not discard. He gives a new opportunity. He raises, He restores, He gives life. God is an expert at seeing beyond what we can see. Imagine, if God would have gotten already tired of you, if He would have gotten tired of us, where would we be right now? We are imperfect ourselves. As a rule, we are always looking for imperfection in people. Every time we find an imperfection in someone, we simply turn others around to look at this person so they don't look at us and notice this person instead. Today, I have news for you. Perhaps it is not you who let someone go. Perhaps you are the one who was let go of. Perhaps it wasn't you who abandoned someone. Perhaps you were the one who was abandoned. Perhaps in this situation that I am talking about today, it was not you who rejected the person. You were the one who was rejected. At some point in your life, you may have experienced what it's like to be rejected. At some point in your life, you may have experienced what is it like to have everyone move away from you. You may have experienced what it's like to ask for forgiveness and not be granted the forgiveness. You may have been assaulted by thoughts in which you consider yourself to be worthless, a good for nothing. And maybe you remember those strong words that at some point your parents told you each time you failed. Because as human beings, we are so quick to judge. Tell me how many times you have judged someone for what they are doing, forgetting that at some point you went through the same thing and did the same thing. Sometimes people who have already reached age maturity criticize young people, adolescents, because they behave this way or that way, to the point that they made them lose their patience. But they do not remember that back in their times, they were young adolescents. Where am I going with this? God is an expert in restoring. When God says, let's start again, it's not about rejecting. The Father designed us with His great love. His patience will always be so great that He will always have a way of not rejecting you, and will look at you with love and mercy and tell you, many have not believed in you and others have rejected you. But today the Lord tells you, I designed you. I formed you in the womb. Thus, I do not reject you, and I want to do something special with you. Today I come to give you this good news. There is an opportunity. There is a new opportunity from God, and He wants to do something new with you today. Yes, God wants to do something new with you today. I am going to share a verse from the Word with you today. I am going to tell you about a young man who left home, who had to run away, maybe due to a bad decision, and now he was alone in one place, but with a promise from God. There are moments in life when no one has rejected you, but you want to reject. You want to throw in the towel. And perhaps you have thought about starting all over again, but starting all over means leaving everything behind. But what if you hear the voice of God and ask for His direction? What if what God wants is simply that you change your strategy? What if God wants you to do it in a different way? You already did it your way. Why not listen to what God has for you? Why not do it God's way? Why simply discard what God once blessed? Why not ask God for wisdom so He can tell you how to do it? God is an expert in restoring. And when we speak about restoring, we are speaking of doing again what was damaged at some point. This young man I am telling you about, Jacob, arrives at a place tired, with nothing, perhaps with some sadness and with very little expectation of what he would find later. Just like we could find ourselves at some point in life. But when he was in that place, something happened. He had an experience with God. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 15, God gives him his word, this word, which, by the way, you know something? God promised me to tell you today, and this promise can be for you too. I am with you, and I will protect you wherever you go. The day will come when I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have finished giving you everything I have promised to you. Today, God tells you, I am not going to let you go. I am not going to leave you until I do with you what I promised. Do you know that there are God's promises over you? Maybe you think you are forgotten. Maybe you are listening to this audio in the solitude of your home. You are far away, thinking you are incompetent. But God tells you, I will be with you. I will be with you and protect you wherever you go. And then I will bring you back. Do you know why I will make you come back? Because I would not leave you until I finish giving you what I have promised. Do not think that your processes are in vain. He's working on you, and something wonderful is about to come out. Something wonderful is about to happen today. God is not one of those who acquires something, and since it did not work, He throws it away. The Lord makes everything new. Everything new. That marriage, He can make it new. God can restore all things, your life and those other opportunities that at some point you lost and said, there will not be no more opportunity for me. Today, hope is reborn, and even if you are in a hole, even if you are in a prison, even if you are in the middle of darkness, not able to see what is about to come, today there is light, and today the Lord reminds you that you have not been alone. He has been there, and He can make something new. From the despicable, He can make something beautiful. And from nothing, He brings about something to existence. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you for what we can receive today. Thank you for what you teach us, because in your word there is life, there is salvation, there is restoration. In your word there is hope. So today I ask you that this audio, which reaches every heart, can lift the faith of many, Lord. May it restore hope and may them see, Lord, that while there is life, there is hope. That means there is a new opportunity and there is a better way of doing things. I pray for those, Lord, who are already tired, who are already saying there is no solution. It is better to stop here. Give them back their faith. Lift them up, Lord, and may them see that if they have tried 10 times, you have a different way of making something new. Surround them, Lord, and may your light shine on them. So when they open their eyes, they can understand that the light of a new day means a new opportunity. That seeing the light of a new day means that there is something new already and that you can make it happen. That when seeing the light of the new day, they can understand that in their own strength, there was a limit. But this limit simply helped us understand that we cannot do it in our own. That one alone sets a limit. So they can look up at they can look up to heaven. Give up and let you do the work. Thank you, Father. In you, there is hope. You make everything new. God tells you not to give up today. I know you heard the medical report, but God tells you don't rely on it. Don't stop believing in Him. Don't succumb, because that disease is not for death. It is for life. So that you remember that it was Him and only Him. Because when science says you can't, the giver of life tells you, yes, there is hope. Yes, there is hope. So get up. This was a translation of the devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He wants to invite you, if you are in Barranquilla, Colombia, to join him every Thursday at 7:30 at night, on Sundays at 8 o'clock in the morning or at 10 o'clock in the morning. It is important that you are fed so you can grow in the Lord. He is your strength and your fortress. Pastor Hoyos waits for you at Carrera 49, Carrera 49, number 72148. Carrera 49, number 72-148 in Barranquilla. If you are in Santa Marta, Colombia, you can go to El Cundí Park. In front of it, you can find the Iglesia Centro de Adoración Avivamiento. And in San Marcos Sucre, you can ask. There is also a space for you. Today, there is a life and there is hope. I invite you to subscribe, or actually, Pastor Hoyos invites you to subscribe to his Just in Time Devotionals YouTube channel. You go to YouTube and write Just in Time Devotionals, and once there, you click on subscribe so that every morning you can enjoy a devotional. And you can follow Pastor Hoyos on social media. On Instagram, you can find him at Pastor Elias HC. Follow him on the networks every day. He's posting a daily word that strengthens your life. The Lord always arrives just in time. Pastor Hoyos reminds you that every Wednesday at 3 o'clock, Colombia time, in the afternoon, he has the Hour with the Pastor, a space to share. Blessings.